and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and the man Susan Stamberg knighted as Weekend Edition Puzzle Master when this program debuted in 1987. We all got the sad news of Susan's passing. Will, how will you remember the late, great Susan Stamberg?
Well, of course, as you say, she's the one who thought of having a puzzle on the Sunday program. And something, Susan always brought herself into the program and everything she did. And I was really impressed that she was willing to be tested herself on the puzzle. So she was really the perfect person for this.
And Susan knew, we need the news, but we need this too. So, Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Joel Moorhead of Downers Grove, Illinois. I said, think of a word that means exceptionally good. Add two letters at the end to make a new word that can mean the exact opposite. What words are these? Well, the good word is superb. Add an A-D, and you get super bad, which can mean just the opposite of superb.
Okay, there were 453 correct entries, and this week's winner is Matt Walsh of St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Congratulations, Matt.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Will, take it away.
All right, Matt and Don, every answer today is an anagram of something you would or might find in a hotel room. For example, if I said map, M-A-P plus L, you would say lamp.
Okay.
Your first one is rich, R-I-C-H plus A.
Chair.
That's right. Horse, H-O-R-S-E plus W.
Boy.
Something you might use late at night or early in the morning.
Oh, I'm...
Okay, you're feeling dirty after a long day. Where do you go?
The shower. Thank you.
How about anklet, A-N-K-L-E-T plus B as in boy?
Blanket.
That's right. Ranges, R-A-N-G-E-S plus H. And look in the closet for these.
Hangers.
Hangers is it. Oompah, O-O-M-P-A-H plus S.
Shampoo.
That's it. Seders, S-E-D-E-R-S plus R. In this case, where do you put your clothes overnight?
I put them in the pile in the corner, so I'm not sure.
I sometimes do that too, but what if you wanted to keep them nice and neat?
The dresser, sure. Dresser.
The dresser, is it? Creaky, C-R-E-A-K-Y, plus D as in dog. Okay, what do you use to get in your room?
The key card.
Key card, is it? Streams, S-T-R-E-A-M-S, plus T. In this case, what do you sleep on?
I'm drawing a blank.
That's okay. What do you sleep on? Just say, what do you sleep on?
I sleep on bed, on mattress. Thank you.
Mattress, is it? Good. Here's your next one. Ripples, R-I-P-P-L-E-S plus S. And think of something that you might put on, things you might put on your feet.
Slippers.
Slippers, is it? And your last one is novelties, N-O-V-E-L-T-I-E-S plus I. It's something usually positioned across from the bed. It entertains you.
Is that a television?
It is a television. Good job.
Well, thanks for all the clues.
No problem.
So, Matt, great job. How do you feel?
Glad it's over.
So for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about all of that at npr.org/puzzle. And Matt, the most important thing, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to NPR on KNOW out of St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's Matt Walsh of St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both.
Okay, Will, back to you. Next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Dan Pitt of Palo Alto, California. Think of something to drink in two words. rearranged the letters to spell a famous prison and a means of getting out of prison. What words are these? So again, something to drink in two words, rearranged the letters to spell a famous prison and a means of getting out of prison. What words are these?
Okay, you have your assignment, puzzlers. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Will, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Don.